That's right.
Volume up and get ready. Welcome to my podcast.
Usual Friday.
Welcome to another episode of Talk About It Friday, where I'll be interviewing Bernard Jan, author and writer.
Hey Wayne, doing fine here. Hi, hello everybody.
So, thank you for giving us this opportunity to interview you about your book. You know, this is really interesting because I see you on Twitter every day. You know, you're grinding hard, you're trying to get your book out there. You're doing really well from where I'm sitting. I see you doing your thing. Really proud of you, bro. You know, you are doing absolutely well on Twitter as well. So, tell us a little bit about you.
Thank you, Wayne. I think we can become mates already on Twitter because you are also all the time there. So
yeah,
you're doing
absolutely amazing
work as well, not just me.
Absolutely.
Well, I have a bit different background becoming author and writer because I started originally as a traditionally published out author in Croatian and started and switched to indie author in English. So it's kind of reverse order for me.
Wow.
I released my first books in 1992 during the war in Croatia, and my first book in English was released in 1988, if I'm correct.
Yeah.
While my first indie books are released on Amazon in 2017 and 18.
Wow, that's absolutely impressive. So where are you based at the moment?
At the moment, I'm in Zagreb, Croatia.
Oh, okay. So what's it like over there?
Well, it's not too cold at the moment, so it's good.
It's very cold over here in the UK.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Can't wait for the summer. I'm a summer guy. I love the summer.
Me too. I hate winter and I hate being cold.
Absolutely. So tell us a little bit about your day-to-day life.
Well, I have a job. I work part-time as animal advocate in an Animal Friends Croatia organization.
Yeah.
And the rest of my time is dedicated to my books and networking, and that's about it.
Wow, that's absolutely cool. So how do you like your job? Do you love your job?
Yes, of course. I wouldn't be there for 15 or 16 years already if it isn't so.
Wow.
Because books are one of my passions, and the animals and animal rights are my second passion. So I'm divided between those two passions.
Yeah, wow, that's incredible. So how would you juggle, being an author and doing your part-time work? Is that like an issue for you, or is it kind of, you know, easy going?
Well, depends. It depends. It's not that easy because sometimes you have harder because of some demos or events you organize, and then you cannot be dedicated and focused on your books, your publishing and promotion. I used to work full-time for the animals, but it wasn't easy. It wasn't easy. It also I had to switch to part-time to make it easier and get more time to work on my books, not just writing and publishing them, but also reading books and reviews for other authors. So juggling is not always easy, because in order to be successful as a writer and author, I think you should be dedicated full time.
That's absolutely true. Yeah, I totally understand where you're coming from. And this is something that I try to, you know, inspire a lot of authors as well, is that, it's not a game. You know, when you're writing, yeah, okay, it can be easy at sometimes, but, you know, a lot of other things come into writing. There's marketing, there's branding, there's telling your story. You know, there's so many things to do, isn't there?
Absolutely. Writing, at least for me, writing turned out to be the easiest part.
Yeah.
I since I was a traditional published author, I had nothing to do with anything besides writing and promoting myself among my relatives, friends, and etc. But when I started to publish and self-publish my two books, it was like another world. I like jumping into a nightmare. Formatting was something completely new. I had no idea about it. I had to learn it from the scratch. I wasn't much familiar about marketing. To be honest, I still learn and have to learn a lot. And honestly, marketing to me is the hardest way, definitely the hardest part of the self-publishing.
Exactly. I've had so many, you know, authors turn around and say to me, it was like, I connected with someone on Facebook and I saw this post one day and I was like, oh my God, this guy did not really just say that. He was like, writing books is a waste of time. You know, I've hardly sold any of my books, and I'm thinking, well, you know, you've got to really, really grind. You know, you're writing books. Mm-hmm. You can't expect it to be a walk in the park. You know, I've got to admit, when I first wrote my book, I was saying to myself, you know what, this is going to be a walk in the park. I'm going to write a book, I'm going to put it on Amazon, and I'm going to get rich. Now, this is the number one thing that all authors out there should understand is that, writing's great. It's absolutely, you know, it takes you into a world of your own. You're doing great things. You know, you can open your mind up a little bit more, but there is a lot of other legwork that comes with that. And if you are not prepared, then, you know, get prepared.
Exactly. No one warned you. No one taught you or told you what to do, what to expect once you wrote your story.
Exactly.
Getting it out and get it into the hands of your potential and future readers. This is the real art, and this is the hardest work.
Exactly. So let's talk a bit about your first book. Is it? I assume that's the one that's on Twitter now. Is that right? With you and the cat?
Yes, exactly. This is my first book published in English lately. It's a true story about the last 3 days I spent with my cat.
Oh, I can relate to that.
Yeah, and writing this book wasn't actually an option. It was a lifesaver for me. I was very suicidal when I had to put down my cat, and it was a life of a nightmare. And one morning I just woke up and said, I need to pour it out of me or I won't end up well. So this is how this story came into life and into being.
Well, wow, that's just actually give me shivers. The only reason why it's given me shivers because I've got a cat and he is my boy. You know, I love him so much. His name's Taz. He's a tabby as well. I think yours a tabby? Was your cat a tortoise shell, like a brown black pattern?
No, my cat was like a tiger.
Yes, same.
Yeah.
I mean, the bond, my partner turned around and said to me one time, she went, I can really, really see that bond between you and Taz. And I was like, yeah, you know, I've had him about 7 years now, and I would be very, very, very lost.
Yeah, I know. Cats, animals in general, got under you, in your system, in your bloodstream, and losing it, it's maybe even harder than losing someone from your family. I don't know. It was my hardest and the most difficult experience in life. So I hope that you will be able to live many years with your cat and just look to positive things, because you have many, many years ahead with him. My cat was pretty ill and pretty sick, and there wasn't much choice for him, so it was an act of mercy to let him go.
I'm really sorry to hear that, and definitely can sympathize with that. So let's talk about your other books as well. I mean, you wrote your first book about your cat, so did that, writing that first book, did that make you want to continue writing because you enjoyed writing?
Actually, there is one difference between writing and publishing my stories. Writing my books in Croatian were a bit reverse order, because A World Without Color, which is the name of my story about my cat Marcel, was one of the latest books I wrote. But it was the first book I decided to publish in English, because it was exceptionally personal and honest, and I wanted to present myself to the English readers with something which is totally me, totally honest and totally passionate.
Yeah.
My first book I wrote in Croatia actually were about the war that took place here at the beginning of '90s when Croatia split from ex-Yugoslavia. So yeah. My first book was a kind of autobiography with lots of fictional elements. And the book about Marcel, my cat, was the last almost the last one. I have only one book, I think, published after it in Croatia.
Yeah. Wow. That's absolutely inspiring. Wow. Lots of words on that. So you actually saw the war?
Actually, not in person, because this is something against me as a person, killing and going to war, etc. But yeah. I was in Zagreb when we had a raid, or a rocketeering and stuff. But I haven't experiencing eye to eye, face to face.
Wow. So what do you hope for in the future? I mean, is this something that you're going to continue doing, is writing?
Well, this is a good question. I have agenda of like three more books publishing in English.
Yeah.
And then I'm not sure what I will do. Maybe I'll continue writing, but what I'm toying much is that I would like maybe more promote and help other authors than write my own books, because I like reading maybe even better than writing. So, and during my self-publishing 2 years, I have met some amazing indie authors which are not recognized and heard about, and I would like to help them in a way, maybe not exactly like you are doing now and with your podcast and your website and everything, but through reviews, helping them with knowledge I gained in any way possible, because they deserve to be noticed and read.
Exactly. Because I can relate to what you're saying, because I began, when I began, you know, being an author and writer, you know, I felt the need to help other people. And this is the reason why I do this show as well, is because I love to give people, you know, the opportunity to express themselves and tell their story and, you know, share their brand as well with the world.
That's very cool. That's very cool of you.
I appreciate that. I really, you know, appreciate this opportunity for you, you know, giving us this opportunity to interview you. You've, you know, absolutely brilliant. I really appreciate that. Is there any advice that you would love to give to someone out there that wants to become an author and writer?
Well, yes, I would like to give an advice. It's not going to be easy. It's going to be extremely hard if you are going to be an indie author. But if you have a story in you, and you already wrote it, and you have faith and believe in it, take a chance, take that step, and just go with the flow, try it, experience it, because you deserve to be noticed. It's not going to be easy, but it's definitely worth trying it. That's my advice. So I've been actually pushed into self-publishing by my friend Angel Medina, who talked me into it. I didn't have regrets ever since, even though I had a very hard time publishing my books. So
yeah,
it's, you know, unique experience. And when you have a product you actually made by yourself, not by some major or smaller publisher, that's completely different feeling, which is worth experiencing.
Exactly. Anyway, I thank you ever so much, Bernard. It really has been a pleasure, you know, you coming onto the show as well. Don't forget, guys, that you can check the descriptions for, you know, Bernard's Twitter. He's on Twitter and he's not on Facebook, as I assume.
Yes.
Do you have a website?
Yes, I have a website. It's bernardjen.com. I'm also on Goodreads and I'm also on LinkedIn. So, that's but I'm mostly on Twitter, which Wayne can confirm.
Absolutely. Okay, thank you ever so much, Bernard, and I'll catch up with you after the show, my friend.
Sure, thank you very much for having me here.
You're welcome. Take care.
Take care, bye-bye.